This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. Garden Media Group contends that with the era of COVID and cities around the world having been essentially shut down, plants and animals started reclaiming human space, from coyotes on the streets of San Francisco to a resurgence of bees and rare wildflowers in the UK. Claudia West, co-author of Planting in a Post-Wild World, explains that nature doesn't live out there anymore because out there is gone. Nature lives in our backyards, in our developments and parking lots or rooftop gardens, or it doesn't live. While I don't know many folks who want coyotes roaming their streets, there's a huge benefit to bringing in those other critters. In one study, cutting back on all the light pollution can save insects. They're drawn to the lights left on throughout the night and become exhausted, making them easy prey for bats and birds. While we like bats and birds, we also need the insects. Finding balance is a good goal. Motion lights for safety is one way to help. They only come on when necessary. That'll save you energy, and they're least attractive to insects. You can't reverse insect declines by yourself. If we each do our small part, we can not only restore insect populations, but also create the largest collective conservation effort in history. I have more information and the full report from Garden Media on GardenBite.com. As we've all slowed down our pace, whether we wanted to or not, wildlife has found a resurgence. Don't you just love seeing a bright red cardinal in winter? So do the folks at Gertens. They provide the freshest, cleanest, quality blends of Meadow Ridge Farms birdseed. Bagged daily at their Minnesota mill. No fillers, only flavor for the birds. Available in-store or online at Gertens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.